Delighted to say we've got the very lovely Delta Goodrum joining us now. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No worries at all. So nice to talk to you.
Okay, so you've been a busy lady of late.
It has been busy. It's definitely been a busy season of life. And now I get to come over here and start up being busy again.
Now, you've got a new single, which is called Wings, which is, it's number one in Australia. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. It's been incredible. Going number one, we were so excited. It was a great feeling.
How does it feel though? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, 15 years, and you must have started when you were a tiny baby.
Yes, yeah, I'm still young. This song was my ninth number one in my home country, and it's been just, it feels like the first one. It kind of has felt like a really new chapter. Like it feels like a new era. It feels like this song has kind of turned the corner to it. Just a very new phase of life, and I'm just really happy in it, and I feel very free amongst it, and that's why the song kind of reflects that.
And you've kind of gone back to your roots as well.
You were able to
sit down and write this yourself.
I have. I sort of just fell back in love with the piano and just kind of went back to my classical pop roots, and then just went for it again, and just went in the studio and just wanted to make a lot of noise, and then I knew exactly what type of song I wanted to write when I went in, and that's kind of what I came up with.
It's brilliant.
Thank you, babe. Thank you.
It's really, really, really catchy, really upbeat.
Thank you.
And it kind of, is that the frame of mind you're in now?
Absolutely. Like I feel very happy. It's a happy time, and I'm just feeling like I'm kind of getting my groove, doing my thing, and back to sort of falling in love with music. Like I said, like it just feels like I'm, this song, my friends had said to me, like, it's time that you matched your music again. And, you know, you need your music to actually be who we know. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of was like, okay, yeah, because I can get to the piano, and then it's like writing in a diary. You're not writing in every single time you're happy. Uh-huh. You're just kind of sitting in a piano doing your mood. But then when you go in and you're just like having a ball and just writing and having fun and talking about, you know, letting go, like this song talks about, you know, everybody's looking for a new horizon, everyone's looking for a second chance, all the things. But then what if you just lose all control and let it all go and just remember that your wings were made to fly?
Exactly. And there it is. It's a brilliant, it's due for official release over here on the 30th of October.
Yay.
And fingers crossed, I foresee another big hit. I do.
Thank you, Emma.
I do. We're going to be playing it here definitely on Cool FM anyway.
I'll leave you in charge of it over here in Belfast.
I'll look after things. I'll take care of it for you. The Voice, what about The Voice?
I've been doing that for the past 4 years. Took up a lot more time than I ever imagined. It's like, it just kind of is very consuming show to be a part of.
Will you go back again next season?
Well, I've definitely asked. I'm still trying to decide what this next year looks like.
Well, you're going to be busy.
I want to spend time here. I want to do my album. I've got it's a lot. You know, 1 year I jumped to the kiddies and then I went back to the adults again. And like I said, it really is a lot of, it's the year, like 6 months to 7 months of the year you're doing the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long time. You need to do your own thing. You need to go out and get your own thing. What about an album?
Yes. Yeah, so this single is the first song off the new album. And it's sounding, it's all very in alignment with Wings. It's the same, it's the same feeling.
Good upbeat.
Yeah.
Good proper pop, belting it out there.
Empowerment feeling. Yeah.
That's what you need.
That's what we need. We all need this.
You have just come off tour with Ricky Martin. I have to ask you about this.
I have, yes. He's a very handsome man.
How do you just not stare at him all night? Or
no,
do you?
I do stare at him all night. I'm an absolute creeper with him.
I would be the same.
Honestly, like, you know, we'll be out there in the thing and I'll just look over and watch Ricky. And it's so funny because when we're doing the blind auditions, you know, the artists will just look at him and he'll start talking and you can just see them start to like wander over. They haven't even picked. It's just kind of this hypnotized spell that happens. I'm like, no, come back.
Oh, I know, but he's so pretty.
We did the tour and he's so talented as well. So yeah. We went and we toured around the country and it was so funny because he just said, do you want to join me? Like it's his show. Uh-huh. And then I just sort of said, I mean, that seems like a kind of funny thing for me to do because obviously I do my own tours, mm-hmm. but it was just, I did it from a place of wanting to do it because I love him and I love music. And I was like, yeah, right, I'll get up and I'll sing with you every night. Like, sure.
Why not?
Yeah, and then I kind of did my own set and then I ended up writing Wings because of the show.
So he's your muse, really?
He's my muse. Ricky Martin is my muse.
Here, I wish I could say the same thing. I really do. I need a Ricky Martin in my life.
Yeah, but you know what? I just don't think Ricky's going to fall in love with me. Like, he loves me. I know that he loves me. And I love him.
But at least you know why. Yes. It's nothing you've done.
At least I'm not, you know, sort of walking around curious.
You haven't done anything wrong. You're okay. You're going to go on tour with Cats. Are you going to actually perform in Cats?
Yes, I am. I get back to Australia and I start performing with as Grisabella and I sing Memory and my character is Grisabella and she just, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's a challenge. I've never been a part of the theatre, so it's the first time.
Come to Belfast, please.
Yes, I'd love to.
Come to Belfast.
Well, if you get the song flying with its wings, then I'll definitely get there.
We will do that for you, and we'll go. I think, man, you need a night out then, by the sounds of this.
I think that's a great idea, Emma. We will find your Ricky Martin.
We will find my Ricky Martin. That is the best line I've heard today. Do you want to introduce your single for me?
Sure. Here's my new song. It's called Wings.